The Free State Department of Economic, Small Business Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs, also known as the STEA, will be hosting their annual environmental quiz program at Gariep Dam over the next 2 days. Today I'll be talking to the Environmental Affairs Director, Kekeletso Ntsala, on what's going to be happening over the next 2 days. What is the environmental quiz program that will be held during this weekend about?
Environmental quiz is a program that the department had for, this is our 29th year of the program. So every year we choose a different thing that we want the learners who are participating in the competition, because it's a competition, to do. So this year our theme is paper waste. Why does it matter and how do we manage paper waste?
What's the aim behind the theme?
I think if we look at what is happening this year, there's a buzz about climate change and how the environment impact on the climate change that we see lately. So we thought it would be the correct thing for learners to focus on so that they know the importance of looking after the environment, particularly looking at the paper waste. So it's basically the reason why we chose paper waste as a theme this year.
What will be transpiring over the next 2 days?
The competition has got 3 rounds. For this year, we had about 4,640 learners from 156 schools around the state who took part in the competition. So the first round of the competition, it's where we do different presentations for them about paper waste and what is it that we want to see at the final as a project that they need to develop themselves. And from there will be questions that they need to answer based on the presentations that were done. And from that, we then choose the top groups per school because we will have to mark them. And out of that is 141 best schools who were eligible to move to the second round of the competition. Now, the second round of the competition is where we then say to them, because you have learned so much about paper waste and that there is something that you can do out of paper waste. So we taught them the things that we can do. Most of them opted to do the used waste paper, to design invitations for parties and weddings using the method that we taught them, that this is how you do this type of paper out of waste. And from there, we selected the best project. So the best project will then be the ones that will be presented at the final round of the competition, where we are now having 15 groups from 15 schools, which is about 60 learners, because each group is 4. So those are the ones who will be competing for the final prize of the competition. And there, we now want them to because they now know what to do with paper. So the second round, that's where they designed using a waste paper, the invitations, and beautiful cards. They were so innovative. Now we want them to do pottery. Now, for the last round, so which is what they will be busy with during these 2 days. They will also do presentations on how they went through in doing the project so that the judges can then see. So they'll be judged, we judge them on the object itself, we judge them on the presentation, and then there's also a competition where they will have to create a song that talks to a clean environment. We also judge them on that. So we have all those 15 groups because of the effort that these learners have taken in this project. We always tell them that everyone is a winner, but at the end of the day, there will only be one overall winner in the project. The department is also not doing this alone. We've got our sponsors for this project. We've got Sasol, we have got APSA, we have got Windmill Casino, we have got Forever Resorts, we have got the Department of Education. So those are the stakeholders that we work with in this project.
What is the department hoping to achieve from conducting this 2-day quiz?
The skills that these learners have gained right through this competition is all about looking after the environment. So to us, it's about environmental awareness. And we are doing this to learners who are on at grade 6, which is the old standard 4. So you can imagine if that learner at that age can now even design pottery out of this. Some businesses can be born out of that at that age. So that's basically about awareness and creativity, that we need to use the environment in such a way that we see it as something that we need to look after, but also something that we can make life out of.
Any closing remarks?
My closing remarks would be, as I said when I started the interview, that we had about 156 schools right from the Free State this year. And I think we have got more than that, because we had about 4,460 learners who took part in this. But the schools need to take environment serious and be part of this competition, because it has been in existence for 29 years. This year we had the highest number of learners, so there were more schools this year. So we are really saying to schools, please take part in this environmental education programs that we have as a department. So I would really like to see more schools taking part in the project.
And that was the director responsible for the environmental affairs, Kekeletso Ntsala, on what's going to be happening this coming weekend.